The excitement was palpable yesterday night at UCLA. Thousands gathered with their eyes glued to the figure standing before them, former President Bill Clinton. He was there to endorse Jerry Brown for governor and Gavin Newsom for lieutenant governor.
I asked Jerry and Gavin for permission to do this because I want to put their race in the context of the national political climate and what's going on. Because both the state and the federal issues are important to the students here.
Clinton's endorsement of Brown came as a shock to many people. The men ran against each other during the 1992 presidential primaries and have had their share of feisty exchanges. But last night, not a hint of the old rivalry could be detected. The two previous foes had nothing but praises for each other.
Now let me tell you about President Clinton. I don't need to say much. President Clinton not only was great in office, he's great after office. You know, he didn't retire to Palm Springs to play golf. He's out there doing stuff.
In response, President Clinton praised Brown's ability to deliver significant results when he previously served as the governor of California. He served two terms as governor, from 1975 to 1983.
He was the first governor in America to have green building standards, green appliance standards, created 1.5 million jobs 30 years ago. He knew it was good economics when most people thought it was a fool's errand.
Clinton and Brown covered topics ranging from green energy to tax cuts. They also took regular jabs at Brown's Republican opponent, Meg Whitman. The topic they kept emphasizing was education. Clinton brought in hard statistics, saying our nation has gone from 1st to 9th in the world in the percentage of adults with 4-year college degrees. He blamed this drop on Republican leaders who said cut billions of dollars from higher education funding. Clinton used education as a springboard to mobilize young people to vote. And he especially hit home when he referenced the recent spike in the University of California tuition.
It will matter enormously who the leaders of California are. Because you've had special burdens with your budget, you've had a crushing blow for years to education, beginning with kindergarten and going all through your universities. You need to go out and tell everybody who is not here tonight that any college student in the state of California that doesn't vote in this election is committing malpractice on your own future for the student loan reform alone.
By the end of the night, the famous Clinton charisma had seemed to move countless hearts. The crowd was surer of itself than ever.
Will you elect Jerry Brown? Will you elect Gavin Newsom?
Many people were exhausted from standing in line for the event since late afternoon, but for UCLA senior Rachel Francois, it was worth it.
We got here, we were here, 4:30 about, and they started letting us in at 6, and then it started at 8, so yeah, we were here about 3.5 hours before it started. It was definitely worth the wait. I mean, my back is killing me, and I would do it. I would have waited another 3.5 hours. It was amazing. It was incredible.
Christy Grover, another senior at UCLA, made it clear that Clinton's message had gotten through loud and clear.
I'm so inspired right now. Bill Clinton basically said it. It's such a crucial thing, especially for students, to get the vote out and to make sure that their voice is heard, because we're such a large demographic and too often students are just way too apathetic. It's so crucial that we have inspiring leaders and politicians to encourage us to make sure that our voices are heard.
Californians will get to have their voices heard at the polls on November 2nd. Esther King, Annenberg Radio News.